I want to report to you why this film. This film was made 20 years ago in this building.
Oh, wow.
And 20 years ago is about Hong Kong return to China.
I must say that in terms of nurturing talents, government's effort is never enough. We need the support of all, and in particular from the industry. In this connection, the opening of the Salon Media Lab is a most timely and much welcome initiative. It provides a location for young media talents to work together to learn and share experience. More importantly, the Media Lab would also provide a much needed mentorship for our younger generation.
So I'm really delighted that my friend Fred Wang, my brother, who spent his life in cinema, has seen fit to create this lab to help young people. It is all voluntary, very generous of him, and I think generations and generations of young people will thank him forever. Thank you, Fred, and wish you every success in the work of the lab.
Obviously, in one area, Hong Kong is far ahead of Singapore, and that is the movie industry. In fact, when I was a kid in Singapore, I grew up watching Hong Kong television and Hong Kong movies. So when we wanted to grow our film and media industry, who did we ask to come and advise us in Singapore? Naturally, we asked Fred to come and advise us in Singapore.
We need more people like you, Fred, in Hong Kong and in Israel as well. It's very important to have a business community very much involved with the students coming out of universities and helping them, you know, to do and to make the first step. When it comes to cinema, well, I didn't grow up in Singapore. I grew up in a small village in Israel, but everybody in Israel knew Li Xiaolong, and we watched his films.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate Fred here for sustaining this activity, which brings together the creative people, supporters of creative people. We would like very much to more actively participate by bringing in more participants from the Philippines.
I think it's a great initiative to create such a place that where young people can meet in their creativity. The youth is the future, and creative industries is also the future of our industries. The old industries will need to renew themselves, and in Sweden we have during recent years put increased efforts and focus on what we call the creative industries.
但是我呢，现在进一步再把它发展一下，电影彩票，不仅要推广电影的宣传，是不是在电影彩票的增值服务当中留出一部分钱来，用作于大学生创业、孵化资金
？I hope that I can create the link between the lottery ticket, film ticket, and take out portion of the income for young people, university students, for them to create a job opportunity.
8 years ago, in 8 very typhoon night, we started ACBS by 8 Asian countries, and we have lucky number is 8.
Okay, last year.